Hi, 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 and welcome to Bye Bye Bye. I'm Imogen.
I'm Brandon.
What happened then?
And that's Claire.
Sorry. And from my point, all I heard was, I'm Imogen. I don't know what happened to the internet, but it was hilarious.
I bet you any money that was you. You were. That was you slipping out of time again. You're in your time warp.
Sorry, guys.
Oh, that's excellent.
Yeah, it is excellent. I have a delivery of a fursuit. Well, a onesie.
Yeah, did you do an unboxing video or something?
No, yes. It just came in a plastic. It just came in a plastic bag. It wasn't anything exciting. And I need to do a Photoshop. I hadn't told my husband any of this, of course. And so I sort of approached him hesitantly yesterday and said, I've got this thing I want you to do for me. And he sort of looked at me and I was like, I'm going to put on a wombat onesie and I'd like you to take some photos of me. And he looked at me like I was mad, but he did say yes. So.
Marriage over.
Yeah, I was like,
you had a good run.
It was a toss-up between asking my husband and my 11-year-old daughter, and I figured I probably should ask my husband.
Edit that out. You should have asked Senior Gaslight.
Yes. But yeah, I've asked him already now, so it'll seem weird if I don't deliver on them, putting on the onesie and asking him.
All right,
but he's a good photographer.
I still think you should do an unboxing video.
Just put it in a box just so you can do it.
Or whatever it comes in. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. You know how we were talking about having the new segment where I cook all the recipes that Canada gives us? Nope. I have to do it wearing the wombat onesie.
Oh! This is just getting better.
Yeah. Yeah, that people don't become, you know, if they don't become patrons, they're really missing out. Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I was looking back and remembering some of the recipes, some of the food things that Canada's given us, and there was a bit. It was a bit heavy on the tofu. I'm not a tofu fan, so I'll cook it, but I might not eat it. I suppose I should have to have one bite at least.
I think she's really coming for us this week. This week Canada says, "What's for dinner? I have peaches, lentils, and yogurt." Okay, so first what you're going to do is you're going to soak the lentils overnight. And then you're going to flush them down the toilet once they're soft.
See, I was going to say, it's not going to be good, but I'd say, like, have a peach smoothie and then some lentils on the side.
Yeah. I mean, you could put that. I mean, my sister puts, like, weird legumes in everything. Because she's obsessed with hiding vegetables. We've discussed this before. She's obsessed with hiding vegetables to make it.
Oh, yeah,
you
can
them.
Do that too. Yes.
Whereas I just assume that they'll show signs of scurvy before it becomes fatal. So,
I mean, that is generally what happens.
Yeah. It's not immediately fatal. So if they start getting signs of scurvy, I'm going to pump them full of vitamin C.
They don't even need that much. Like, you could just have them lick a lemon and they'll be fine.
Yeah. We've discussed the fact that my mum had scurvy once, didn't we? I'll talk about that later.
I think
but,
so.
So she put the lentils in the smoothie, I reckon, after you've soaked them and thrown them down the toilet.
I don't like legumes at all, except like peanuts, because I guess those are technically a legume. But I would set the lentils aside. Maybe make a counting game out of it or something. I don't know, arts and crafts.
Oh,
while
so
having
good.
My peaches and yogurt, because I actually really like peaches and yogurt together.
Yeah, they're good together, actually. Yeah. It's like she's thrown us with the lentil bit, because otherwise you'd just be having dessert. Or
breakfast. I think she's doing this on purpose. Look, peaches and yogurt is a great breakfast. Come on, put a little granola in there.
Well, I guess you could, if you kind of like fry up the lentils and bake them or something, and it'd be kind of like granola.
I wonder if you can toast them like you can chickpeas and soybeans.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Could.
Like, make them kind of toasty, and then it could be kind of like a granola that you could put on your yogurt.
We'll have to have a vote on which one of those I do, whether I'd throw the lentils down the toilet.
I mean, it'd be pretty good video to watch you, like, soaking him and everything, and then just flushing him down.
Right. And here I have some red lentils, and I've soaked them overnight, and now here we go, right down the toilet.
The problem with that is I'd get angry messages from people saying, people are starving, and you're throwing lentils down the toilet, so... Ugh. I don't mind lentils, but I like them in things like dal and stuff. Like, dal is beautiful. I love it. But it also means that I poop all day. So
yeah, that's totally thing I know about.
Lentils? Is it
whatever you said you like putting them in.
Dal, yes. Dal, which is like an Indian curry type thing. It's just, okay, it's beautiful.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like it's basically just lentil curry. Ew. So you just put the lentils in with lots of flavouring and.
Why would you
and
do that? To curry?
But I think it's kind of used more like a sauce rather than like a dish, I suppose. But
yeah, I would probably like it if I pulverized it.
Dip your naan in it.
Yeah, maybe. Mm. I can eat hummus, but not chickpeas. So there you go.
Yeah, I think you can make lentil hummus as well.
Probably. That makes sense, doesn't it? There's probably some weirdos out there. Everything.
Was it this? There's like people make people make mayonnaise out of everything now and lentils and
lentil mayonnaise. Ew.
Makes ketchup.
Oh no!
Lentil
thank
ketchup.
You.
No. We're not talking about ketchup. I just got to that point in today's Mabim Bam.
That's why I said it.
We are done talking about ketchup today.
Some no, I just gonna say that the fact that. The I'm sorry, we shouldn't talk about other podcasts on our podcast. I'll cut this, but I won't. You know that. they were talking about Edchip, and I'm like, I want a bottle of that so badly that I'm
so
almost
mean.
Like,
it's like, get it.
I can't get it. $1,800 on eBay, apparently.
Yeah. Wait, are we still talking about the Edchip and ketchup?
Yeah. For a bottle dollars. Of Edchip.
Oh my god, that's the whitest thing ever.
Like, yeah, because so I think it, like you only could like win it by like giving it a charity or something, and then people are like selling it on eBay. I don't know.
Wow,
it's the whole thing.
Wow, Ed
get
tries
some
to
of that
edchup. Some edchup.
What condiment would you like to be named for? What condiment would you put your name on, Brandon?
Mustard.
Mustard? Yeah.
Like a wasabi? No, like a wasabi spread of some type. Like a wasabi.
See, I like mustard, but not wasabi. But apparently, it's the same activator.
So good.
Oh, it's so good.
No. Yeah. There's something about it. I think it might be because, like, I originally didn't realize it was wasabi the first time I had it, and just ate, you know, a big chunk of it.
Really, and then your nose like melts off your face,
and nearly died. Nearly died.
It's not a mouth heat; it's a totally nasal heat.
Yeah, it just like it doesn't do anything to your mouth at all. It just sort of bypasses your mouth and then attacks your sinuses with an axe.
Yeah, it's so good.
Oh, that's why I like it.
But yeah.
Yep.
It also looks like crushed mint. Like it looks like some sort of minty paste.
It looks
like toothpaste. It looks like toothpaste.
I guess.
And yeah. Like, okay. I'm gonna eat it. It's green. And
I'm gonna
pasty.
Eat it because I like minty stuff. And it, no. That's something that's genetically engineered to scrape the insides of my sinuses out.
Yeah, please don't brush your
sometimes,
teeth with that.
Sometimes you need that. So that's I don't know. I should probably have eaten a chunk of wasabi when I had that massive sinus infection that made me look like an elephant. But yep.
See, now you say wasabi and I'm going to be tempted to just say horseradish.
Just go or European horseradish on too. It, yeah. It's the same
I know,
same
it's
kind
the same,
heat.
Like, family. Anyway.
Activator.
Yeah.
Love horseradish.
Well, I'd have to go on Vegemite, of course.
You would.
Otherwise, I'd be taken away by the Australian secret police.
Oh, yeah, I could go, like, super white and American and say go, like, ranch.
Ranch.
There you go. There you go.
Do it.
The one thing I'd have to travel with.
One day we'll put our faces on a condiment bottle. How's that?
All of them.
yeah,
we can mix the three.
Yeah.
Mix ranch, Vegemite, and wasabi together.
Oh, God.
Be like a wasabi barbecue mayo.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to buy myself some ranch dressing, some Vegemite, and some wasabi.
Well,
mix
okay,
it together and see
gonna
what it tastes like.
Now we're
going
to put out a casting call for a new third member. As we seem to be soon to lose our...
I had too much coffee this morning and I'm full of ideas.
I love it. Speaking of ideas and food, one of our newer listeners, you know in hindsight, asks... between tofu and dildos, which is the better meat substitute? And I gotta say, this is one of the best questions I think we've ever received.
I think I said something along the lines of as a dildo, tofu wouldn't keep its consistency, but I don't think I was answering in the spirit of the question. I misunderstood and thought, could you use a dildo as tofu? No. Could you use tofu as a dildo? No.
Probably not.
You could try, but it would probably give you...
I don't think it's firm enough.
It'd probably give you a yeast infection or something. Yeah.
Oh God, we're gonna start another Tumblr thread that never ends.
Can you show tofu where?
Can you fuck experts and botanists.
Can you fuck the tofu?
Can you fuck the bean curd?
Is it good for any orifice? Is it only good for certain ones?
Is it water soluble? Does it change with the pH balance of your body?
What's the pH balance of tofu?
I'm going to look it up.
I bet you can find it, since there's like, that's a whole thing now as people turn.
There's
to
a
like
big pH balance diet bullshit.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
The pH of soybean curd tofu is 7.2.
So it's pretty close to neutral. So
yeah, it's one of the 12 alkaline foods that help balance your body pH.
Might be okay to shove somewhere.
Okay, I need to blow my nose, and then we can talk about the real essence of that question being, you know, which is better, which is better for as a meat substitute.
Well, I mean, I feel like you need to define dildo here. Because, I mean, anything's a dildo if you're brave enough.
Yeah. Including tofu.
Right? Yeah. So, I mean, if you're working with, like, I don't know, like, a linguica sausage.
Oh, man, there must be tofu sausages out there, so you'd have like a casing around it, which would make it much more easy to... What am I doing?
I don't know, but I fully endorse it.
My brain is just...
Although you are kind of like stepping onto my lawn, so...
I know, I am a bit... Sorry, I need to pull back and pull out.
The whole dynamic of the podcast will go to crap.
This is what happens when I've had too much caffeine.
I can like hear you vibrating over there.
Oh man.
Or is that the tofu dildo?
You just gave it a good wobble and it's like
Oh, that one was great. That one was great. Let me back up and find some other questions here. I figured out a process for putting a marker on them, so now I know.
Well, that's awesome.
Melange wants to know, what's your best weird pizza topping?
Oh, I thought about this one. Let's see. My best weird one is probably pistachios.
Pistachios? Ooh. Interesting.
That's a good one.
Ooh, I like that.
Nuts in anything make things better.
And then if I want to go full America, I mean, like, you know, there's the tater tot pizza, which is really good. Ooh. I had a jalapeno popper pizza. It was really good. I had an Italian sandwich pizza that was really good.
In Korea, they like putting corn on pizza. Regular,
that's a thing.
Kernel corn.
That's an English thing too.
I am not into that.
No, that's wrong. That's like, ugh. I think we've discussed this before. I don't actually like pizza much. unless it's made, but my husband makes really good pizza. He makes his dough, and it is. I like classy pizza.
Oh yeah, I mean, if you get a good like, you know, actual pizza and not.
Yeah.
You got to get the kind that are like baked on a plank of wood that are just like oozing white privilege.
Yes, definitely. I like mine done in we've got an artisan pizza oven in the backyard. I like mine done in that. Thank you.
With
nothing but buffalo mozzarella. Really? We've got like one of those ones that you put on the barbecue. It's like a stone thing.
Yeah, we've got a pizza stone.
I mean, yeah. I've had a pizza stone. No,
this is actually an oven. Like it's a whole oven.
Yeah, we don't have the whole oven. We just have a pizza stone.
Yeah, you stick it on top of the barbecue. You turn the barbecue on, and then it heats up, and it basically becomes a stone oven.
That's amazing.
And again, oozing white privilege once more. My husband did okay, this is going to sound so awful. God, we're rich. He did a Tuscan cooking course in Tuscany when he was in his 20s.
Fancy.
And learned how to make his own pizza dough. It was fucking hell. So
I mean,
hipster.
A good Neapolitan type pizza is honestly my favorite way to go anyways.
People say that. I always think of Neapolitan ice cream, and I know it's spelled different, but I'm like, well, that's interesting.
You got strawberry, chocolate, and vanilla on your pizza.
All of it. With pistachios.
Yeah, I mean, a good dessert pizza is great. I had, what was it called? I can't remember, but I had Nutella, and it was so good. So good.
Yeah, I got the apple ones. I know you won't like an apple one, but I like them with apple and cinnamon and stuff on top. But I actually, and also I'm a heretic because I like pineapple on my pizza.
Me too!
Woo!
Oh, hey! Cool.
I'm pretty much of the opinion that like people get too up in a fuss about what should and shouldn't be on pizza because it's always different.
It's nice to have a touch of sweetness on it.
Yeah, and nobody can agree on
pineapples.
What?
Repeat Fuck that. Me! I had the weirdest thing on one of my billions of Discords the other day about pineapples. Apparently, they're eating you at the same time as you're eating them. Them.
They're like really acidic. Like the
reason why they feel all tingly when you eat them is because they actually they've got some sort of digestive fluid. So when you put a piece of pineapple on your tongue, it's actually starting to eat you as well.
That's good. I like food that fights back.
I know. This is Imogen talks off the top of her head. Pineapple's eating you. Let me. I wonder what will come up in Google.
Please don't Google that.
Yeah, go there. We go.
We're gonna get some good million. Porn, I feel.
I know. I'm like, there have got to be way better ways to phrase that that will not result in somebody shoving a pineapple in an orifice.
Okay, no, just listen to me. It didn't. Obviously, I have good Google algorithms and always put safe search on when I'm looking at porn. But the first thing that comes up is an article which I'm going to drop in the Discord so that people can see it from the University of Melbourne about the flesh eating pineapple. It has a chemical in it called bromelain, which is a digestive fluid. So when you eat it, it's eating you as well. So there you go.
Oh, man. Like, that's so fucking profound when you think about how pineapple is used to colonize Hawaii.
Ah.
And I just got really deep.
You did. And I derailed that conversation, so now I feel like I've killed everything and we should stop the podcast.
That's awesome. I'm going to find a way to put that up so people can look at it.
Anyway, it's from the University of Melbourne, so you know it's true, even though Melbourne sucks and Sydney's the best. So, cool.
Oh, let's see. Rosie wants to know about our go-to ice cream order. What toppings do you like? Which ones shouldn't be near your sundae? Chocolate peanut butter and marshmallow.
I don't really like marshmallow.
Yeah, I know, because you don't have any taste.
Says the woman who won't eat like 50% of the world's food. You won't
eat. Yeah, pretty much.
Like...
But the 50% I do eat is perfect.
I'm not. I like. Okay. I like ice magic on my ice cream.
What?
The stuff that... Do you know what ice magic is?
No.
Do you guys have it?
Is it that, like, chocolate that...
That goes hard?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think that's what we call it, but yeah, we do.
We call it, like, magic shell or something
like that.
Yeah,
it's magic shell.
Yeah, I have a bottle of the Reese's variety in my pantry right now.
Oh, they've got a Reese's magic shell. Fuck, I need to go buy something immediately.
If you can't find it, you let me know.
Pretty much anything chocolate peanut butter. the more chocolate and more varieties of peanut butter you can add, the better. So
the better.
Fudge and Reese's bits and actual peanut butter.
But I just, you got to try with a little marshmallow cream sometime. Not like regular marshmallows. Use like the marshmallow fluff or like some kind of liquefied version.
That weird shit that you gave me in New Zealand. Like, are you kind of, oh, not New Zealand. Not New Zealand, America. What's Hawaii? It's an island. I don't know.
One of those.
One of those places with volcanoes in. There are volcanoes in New Zealand and there are volcanoes in Hawaii. We don't have them. We're too old. The ice magic. So getting back onto ice magic, which is very important because it's about me. There was one that was choc ice mint. So you put it on and it froze. Uh-huh. And, of course, we always ran out of ice cream. So I would just pour it into a bowl and stick it in the freezer and freeze it and eat it on its own because that was so good. Good.
I imagine you could put it on other things too.
Yeah.
You could, other cold things.
Yeah, other cold things. Like, never mind.
Would you coat your tofu in it? Coat your tofu now in it before you use it as a dildo.
We're just going to be stuck on dildos for the rest of the episode, I think.
Dildos and food. Yeah. Before this podcast, I would have said don't mix those up, but
you could really check the pH balance first, guys.
You could really ruin that magic shell. What was that sound?
Oh no, that was me laughing, I think.
Okay. What is that? This whole podcast is about food and dirty jokes. Okay.
That's so good. We're on brand.
Cake or death?
Oh, Zom. No one ever chooses death. I don't like cake much, but I'll still take cake over death.
I'm very selective about cake because, you know, I don't eat 50% of the food in the world.
Yep.
But I'm trying to figure out why this has to be an either or question.
Yeah, I was going to say death by cake. Or...
death by cake sounds pretty damn
also,
exciting.
Yeah. When you think about it, it's cake and death, no matter who you are. Sorry, that got dark. I think she's referring to and now I can't remember the name of the comedian. Now, I've used Google so much in this episode. See, the problem with me having coffee...
I know,
coffee,
it's usually
coffee,
me. You're becoming both of us. You're taking our jobs.
I'm taking over. This is what happens when I have coffee. I get, whoa, I'm going to take you over.
Yeah, I'm going to ask another question while you're looking for this.
Eddie Izzard did a cake or death sketch, which is I highly recommend to you guys. It's the most hilarious thing ever. And if I pop that in, I could put that into the Discord as well.
You know, in hindsight, actually asked us some legitimate questions. Not
what?
That the other one wasn't legitimate. I should rephrase.
These have all been very legitimate.
Asked us some non-tofu dildo questions.
Oh, well, we'll see. It might still
What's the favorite D&D character you've created and or played?
I mean, I've only made two.
until very recently, I would have said it was my old evil cleric. But I think Altair from our one shot is the best.
He's fantastic.
Yeah, I was going to say, I liked, you know.
Oh, that was so fun.
I don't even remember what my name was. Whatever. Amara,
I'm gonna bring him back.
Your name was Amara.
Yeah, I think it was Amara.
In the one shot was Amara. Wow. And she was fantastic. Claire did, for those of you who haven't subscribed to the Patreon, Claire did a muscly bisexual woman who lifted elves onto her shoulder to flirt with them. It was fantastic.
Yeah, it was wonderful. And I seduced the dwarf.
You did. And I sighed. I've been making characters quite a bit lately because I've been playing a lot on another server, and I recently just randomly rolled a character because I was trying to work out how the website that I make my characters on works, and it came up as an Arakrokra thief.
Nice.
Rogue, which is the bird person. Yeah. Oh yeah. You know, if you listen to Taz, you know how to spell it as well.
Yeah.
But I made this Arakokra thief and I couldn't stop myself from calling him Harvey Birdman. I desperately want to play as him in something because I don't know. I'd have to find the right game to get into that because I'd have to find people who know who Harvey Birdman is before I played it, and then I'd just drop Harvey Birdman references the whole way through. It would be so much fun. But the one that I've been playing recently is my dwarf cleric, who is devoted to the god of gambling. So she has a big coin sword. And
that feels her.
Yeah. Yes, you have. You've drawn fan art of her. If you guys ever go to my Tumblr, which you know, I keep my private Tumblr, which I do not give out to the fans. Although every single person in the server knows which one my Tumblr is. I just don't put it out on the Twitter because you know sometimes I link to porn, and there might be children out there.
Which is not a thing we would do on this podcast.
Oh, not at all.
Never. We certainly wouldn't write, you know, 5,000 words of cat porn and put it up on the page.
We haven't been talking about dildos the whole episode.
Yeah.
Dildos and porn are not the same thing, though, you know. they often go together. It's like people who bought this might also be interested in, as opposed to this is the same thing. Oh fuck! I think I'm having a caffeine crash. Do we need to go to an ad break?
It'll balance. We should probably go to an ad break.
It is our solitary honor to introduce the latest and greatest product, Organeat. With our great effort and testing, we can assure you all safety standards were considered. Our product is meant to consume. Buy today at 1-800-ORGANEAT-IS-YOU. That's 1-800-ORGANEAT-IS-YOU.
And welcome back. Thank you for listening. God, I'll just stop that. Oh, fuck, my brain has gone so weird today. I don't know what the fuck's going on.
What did you have, like a whole cup and
a half of coffee? She had coffee and
I had
Coke.
Yeah, I've had half a cup. I've had two cups of coffee and half a Coke.
Oh my God.
I'm just like, I woke up this morning feeling really, 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 really tired. So I had a coffee straight away. And then I went, and then I was up at 6 and I had another coffee at 8 because I was still tired. And then I took the kids to school and I'd bought a Coke yesterday to have today because I was thinking ahead and it was meant to be the Coke that I had at 3 p.m. Because that's when I usually go, I can no longer function. But when I got home, I was like, I'm still tired, so I'll have that Coke now. I'm like, that was a mistake. But if I had it at 3 p.m., I probably wouldn't have been able to sleep. If I'd had it at 3 p.m., I probably wouldn't have been able to sleep, so there we go.
Every now and then I get a craving, like, kind of late at night for Mountain Dew. and I mean, like, it's usually, like, about 7 or 8 o'clock. I really want one, which is the worst idea ever.
Oh, yeah. I always most want caffeine late. And it's not even because I'm tired. I just really want something.
Is caffeinated.
Or, yeah, everything that I want, it's like, oh, I want a nice iced mocha or something.
Yeah.
Nope.
And caffeine, the decaf coffee doesn't cut it. Like, nope. I tried that for a while. Like, I went to the dark side and I didn't like it and I came back. Oh!
I think
Oh, go ahead.
No.
Okay, we got haikus today. We got haikus.
Oh, yeah! Right.
Yeah! We got two. I haven't opened them yet. They're both from Canada. The person, not the country. Well, technically both, I guess.
Yeah, technically both.
Oh, here we go.
We have established already that she represents the entire of Canada.
Yep.
Yes.
To us, so.
The Lorax of Canada. Okay, here we go. Since Brandon's last hair meltdown, it has been only 24 hours. Now I'm scared to open up the second one. Haiku number two. The number of days since Brandon's last hair meltdown, exactly 0.
That's beautiful.
Oh, she came for you.
Beautiful.
She came for me hard. I think she left a question in you know, the thing we talk in.
The Discord.
Yes.
Am I the only one with a brain left?
I think so.
Yeah, that's gonna be bad.
I absorbed both of your brains, chewed them up, and spat them out. But only Claire got hers back.
Honestly,
we've got two brain cells to share. Yeah, going between the three of us.
I think I used mine up watching the Invader Zim movie last night.
Oh, I watched it last night too.
Oh, it's so fun. Oh, I forgot how much I love it.
Oh, the Invader Zim movie. I've got to see it.
Oh.
Because I watched the whole series. I love this series. Oh, yeah. So I'm going to watch the
movie. There's this one part, though, and you know I love Gurr.
Oh, I love Gurr.
There's this one part where Gurr is just, like, spinning around on the floor in a pile of pizza, just grinning, like, hacking. I'm like, it's the most pure thing. Like, I think this movie was really made to be gift.
Oh.
Probably.
Well, Zim is so good for gifts anyway. I recently discovered that someone I talk to regularly knows Gurr's voice actor.
Really?
I'm like, oh!
That's amazing.
Oh, can I get him on the podcast, please? I haven't asked yet because I'm too shy, but if I become better friends with this person, I may say, can we have Gurr on the podcast?
Gurr on the podcast?
Yeah.
That would be, like, some kind of neo-Dadaism that I could appreciate. Oh.
But apparently they play D&D quite often, so
nice.
Get into it. They'll be so weird though getting into a game of D&D with Gurr.
That'd be amazing.
Now I just want to make Gurr as a character in D&D. Oh man, that would be fun.
That would be so fun.
Anyway.
That would be so fun.
Those haikus were top level great, and thanks.
Yes, Canada. Thank you, Canada. Thank you. Thank you for contributing to our haiku slam.
Mm-hmm.
And all of you can contribute to the haiku slam too if you step up to the plate.
Yeah.
Come for me if you have
Yeah, if the only thing you can make haikus about is how much Brandon breaks down over here, that's fine. A themed haiku, like one of the award categories can be best haiku about Brandon.
Wait a second. This is going in a direction I don't like anymore.
We still haven't set up your special room, or have we? Because you might not be able to see it.
Well, what's the point of having it if I can't even read it?
That's true, yeah. It has to be read-only, doesn't it?
I mean, it might be on the Tumblr, apparently, and you won't be able to see it.
Oh, yeah.
I've apparently been, like, preemptively banned from the Tumblr. Oh, boy.
It's hilarious.
Oh, if I didn't run the Tumblr, if I ran the Tumblr, I would think I did it to myself.
I mean, hopefully it hasn't been like flagged as mature, finally. I've been waiting for it to happen.
Well, I could reblog from it perfectly well, so unless I've been flagged as mature.
Well, you reblogged from me, I think.
Yeah.
And I reblogged from it. And I think I could always do it because it's me.
Yeah, because it's your account.
I think as long as we keep doing that order.
Yeah, we'll be fine. I'll just get it out to the world through me.
Oh, okay. You know, in hindsight, wants to know, do you listen to music when writing or working? If so, what? And we all know that Claire is listening to music right now.
No, I'm listening to rain sounds.
Oh, my
which
bad.
Is ironically also what I'll listen to sometimes when I'm writing. But yeah, I tend to listen. It depends on what I'm writing. If I really need to concentrate, rain or thunder or waves or something like that. If I don't need maximum brain power, then it's usually like soundtrack music or something.
Yeah.
And if it's just something fun, then I'll listen to whatever, Taylor Swift or something.
That's a good choice.
That's a good choice.
I don't listen to...
I mean, that was the RP of choice.
Yeah, that's why it was the first thing that came to mind, yeah. But yeah, like, just whatever, like, if I don't need to super concentrate, then whatever music fits the mood.
But Imogen, do you
listen to
music?
A lot of Queen recently.
What?
I didn't used to.
What was that?
Sorry, what did you say, Claire?
Oh, I said, do you listen to music while you're writing?
I didn't used to.
See, at first you just said, do you listen to music? And then I was like, are you doubting that she listens to music at all?
Well, I mean...
I know it didn't exist when you were born, Imogen, but...
I mean, she might be working with a different definition of music than we are.
Yeah.
That's true. We still play the harpsichord
over here. None of this piano shit. I didn't used to up until when I was a kid. Before I had kids, I used to listen to music when I wrote, and then I had kids, and I learned the value of silence.
my mom got a pair of noise canceling headphones and would listen to music while she was writing and just block us all out.
I didn't for about 10 years. I've only recently this year I think started listening to music again when I'm writing, and I couldn't do it. I just couldn't before because I'd get too involved in the music and wouldn't be able to concentrate on the writing. I cannot write original fiction with anything in my ears except for maybe rain sounds occasionally. But things that are totally out of my own head, I cannot have any music or anything like that going on.
Yeah.
But for fan fiction, I have actually for fan fiction, depending on what fan fiction I'm writing, I will actually have thing I'm writing fan fiction about.
Just off the top of my head, what do you listen to if you're writing like cat porn?
Cat porn, Star Wars soundtrack.
You know what? That makes perfect sense.
Well, it is set in the Star Wars universe. Motor, so. Yeah.
I know, but even without that context, it's just like, yeah, okay.
But I would often wipe the cat porn while I had Sword or the game running in the background. So, like, I'd be crafting mats. I'd be making crafting mats in Sword or with my cat porn. With my Twi'lek, who was the one who seduced the cat porn guy, and I'd write cat porn while she was doing that, and for the podcast fan fiction that I write these days, I actually listen to the podcast because I've heard it about 5,000 times.
I mean, already, that makes
so
sense.
It's just having the voices in my head when I'm trying to write them is actually really helpful.
Yeah,
God, I don't think I could do something with that much like actual talking.
No, I don't think I could either.
I couldn't do it if it was new episodes or episodes I hadn't listened to 100 times before. But yeah, if I've there's a couple of specific episodes that are very good for the specific things that I write. So I'll listen to those episodes again and again and again. But otherwise, for fanfic, I can have any music on now. I used to not be able to have music with lyrics, but I can have any music on now when I'm writing fanfic, so that's good.
It's weird.
Something
like,
has changed in my brain.
I used to be able to write RP with like the TV on. You know, I could put something on and watch TV and write at the same time. But like Imogen, if I'm writing original fiction, I can't have anything distracting going on.
Yeah.
Which also got to be problematic because like obviously songs with lyrics are out, you know.
Yeah.
If I know the words of the song, the next thing you know, I'm just typing the lyrics on the page, and that's not productive. So then I started listening to like orchestral songs and soundtracks and things, and then my stupid music major brain kicked in and starts like analyzing anything that I know.
You
know, like,
oh, no.
It starts breaking things down. I'm like, okay, now I can't think about anything else. So I have to. Rain sounds help. And Baby Bye introduced me to some kind of like Today's Chill channel on YouTube, so I'll just turn that on. And it's like some kind of electronic.
Yeah, Travis listens to a lot of the different.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's got cute
one of the
little,
best
like,
things
animation on it that doesn't really do much, but it's very chill, as it says on the tin.
The other things that I've kind of got into when I was actually writing, the one thing I can have with original fiction is background noises. There's a great long 15-hour Star Trek bridge.
Oh, yeah.
Soundtrack, which is just the sounds of the Star Trek bridge.
Oh.
Yeah.
Which is great for science fiction writing. And they have a Blake 7 one as well, which is less great because it's old and so the sound quality isn't as good.
Interesting.
But they do Blake, so you can just listen to what it would sound like if you were doing your homework on the bridge of the Enterprise, which is fucking awesome.
Yeah, there's a really good, what's it called? God damn it.
Yeah, don't you use like
keep
a
keep talking and I'll
Claire,
yeah, there's
can,
a
like,
there's a really good site
like,
that lets you
Harry Potter house backgrounds and stuff
yeah,
like
you
that.
Yeah, you can have like you can there's a bunch yeah, there's Star Trek, there's Harry Potter houses, there's oh, it's I think it's ambient sound. And that's great. It has like you can get different nature sounds.
Yeah.
Thunderstorms
are a good one for me.
Like yeah, not, I like thunderstorms.
It's not it's, enough to
it's
have
a,
the rain.
It's ambient mixer, ambient-mixer.
Okay.
And you can do, it's got, like, different, like, Star Wars ships, Star Trek ships, like go on the Hogwarts Express, different like rooms.
Oh, train sounds.
And there's
that's something I haven't tried because I fucking love being on the train, and train sounds would be really good for riding.
I'm going to throw this. I'll throw this in the Discord.
Sweet.
I like everyone who's going to be in our like normal Discord. We're just going to keep getting links thrown at them.
What's going on?
It's a preview. Yeah, I like that one because you can also you can create it if you want, I think, but usually there's like a zillion different ones, so anything you could want, be like,
so it pre-made and create your
yeah
own.
There's a bunch of yeah there's like a ton of pre-made ones, and then you can also like turn different things up and down, like if it's got like I don't know an owl noise, you can turn that down so you don't hear it if that's too distracting.
What's the owl noise again? What's that one that you
the barred owl?
A barred owl in the background. I'm only writing horror from now on and forever.
That's all I'm listening to. Is that
right? Forever and ever. When I'm editing, though, I like to put on some of the trivia podcasts that I like. I mean, no, they're not trivia, but they're trivial knowledge. You know, like No Such Thing as a Fish. And there's this other one called...
I love No Such Thing as a Fish.
Is it Flash Forward? I think it's like a... it's one where they discuss a topic and then look at like what it would be in the future if you could actually do it, and then it's cool. I highly recommend. We should start recommending other podcasts on our podcast.
Yeah,
whatever.
Since we've got such a huge listenership, they should all go out.
Hey, it's growing.
Listen to the other podcast. Like... No, you know what? They need to go and listen to the other podcast so they know what we're referencing and they laugh at our jokes more.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And I mean, obviously those people are going to know that we're promoting them and they're going to promote us back.
Exactly.
That's how it works.
Shout outs for shout outs. It's interesting.
Go ahead. Mine's boring.
I was just saying, it's interesting that it's changed. It's changed for me what I can listen to over the past year and a half. In that I used to not be able to do any writing, not even fan fiction, with anything in the background.
Yeah.
And now I can do lots. I don't know if that means I've grown as a writer or become less, what's the word? Or become more fucking lazy about it.
I mean, I can rarely do silence in general just because I've got tinnitus and it like then it will slowly drive me mad.
Oh,
like,
yeah. Mm.
Yeah. So it's either like find something to focus on or just lose it.
Yeah. It's gotta be something unobtrusive, like nothing.
Yeah, it's gotta be something I can block out.
Yeah, nothing that I can pay attention to or understand.
So yeah, like sometimes I'll put like a baking show or something like kind of mindless on the background or something, depending on what I'm writing.
Yeah. I have a couple TV shows I can do that with too, but
there's a few shows, but it depends.
Yeah, I tried that with Winona Earp, and then I got nothing done for a week because all I did was watch the show.
Yeah, I mean, last time I did that, it was like, oh, a nature show, and it was just like, here's animal babies, and I'm like, I'm writing happily, and then it's like, the oceans are turning to acid, and I was like, no!
I think that happened with me in Blue Planet 2.
I do remember you writing in the Discord, a different Discord, because, you know, we're in so many, how you were traumatized by Blue Planet. I was like, what?
Oh, my God. It traumatized me so bad. I couldn't sleep for days. It was this gray whale traveling with her little gray whale baby calf, and these killer whales come out of nowhere and just attack them. And I know that it's nature, cycle of life, whatever, but... they killed the little calf, and then David Attenborough's like, and now the mother must continue her journey while she grieves for her young, and I'm just like, no. And then like one of the other episodes had used the same footage, and you got to see like the carcass float to the bottom of the ocean, and then they used that footage to demonstrate the deep part of the ocean where they were like, and this carcass can feed all of these animals for weeks, and I was just like,
oh
no.
I remember that one. Oh, that was like that was deep, like that was horror of the wow.
Yeah.
I love the deep ocean and I love all the weird shit that's down there.
I do
but
too,
that even but that was just because they did the time lapse photography of how long it took to devour this corpse and all the squirmy things and stuff that were,
saw that first and it was really fascinating. Mm. But then I went back and watched the first Blue Planet. And it turned out that
which carcass it was.
The corpse from Blood Planet 2
Jerry,
was
no!
the gray whale from the first one. I was like, no!
It's all okay when you don't know the person personally.
Oh my god.
Our souls. Oh dear.
Where are we on time? I think we're doing okay.
Probably got time for another question or two.
Oh, we yeah, do. We're good. Totally do. Let me scroll through. I try to spread the love out, so
that's fair.
And not have the same questions from everybody all the time. Which
it's amazing that we've got more than two people to take on
this
day.
Thanks, Discord.
I know. It's amazing. Let's see. That was a long time ago because that's lesbian space crime. Which I put a picture of the astronaut
again.
up on the Instagram. So like, and I'm totally riffing this from another podcast because I saw that whenever they talk about visual things, they started putting it on their Instagram. So I'm like, that is brilliant. That is wonderful use of the Instagram. So that's what I started doing.
It is.
So if you want to see all the crazy shit we look at. I'm trying to put it up there. Canada wants to know what is your favorite emoji? Which seems perfect since Claire's been toiling in the emoji mines.
Well, the emoji today,
mines. Yeah, in the emoji mines doing the hard work. Today, my favorite emoji is Ed Sheeran's ketchup bottle. Thanks, I'm gonna say.
You mean the skin chip?
No!
The skin chip!
Skin chip, which goes on organ eat.
Yep.
Organ eat! With skin chip. Yes.
This podcast is taking a wild turn.
Otherwise, let's see. Of the like standard ones you can get almost anywhere, I love the upside down smiley.
Yeah.
That is freaky. That one, that's actually like the sort of thing that gives me nightmares.
I love it. I love it so much. Of like, if you go to like the more complex ones, like a good shrug emoji.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I don't like the Discord shrug emoji, but I like it when it's in the ASCII form.
Yeah, I like that. I like the ASCII form. I don't like any standard shrug emojis. They don't have a strong enough shrug to them.
Oh, I like.
I mean, one of the ones.
Of course,
that...
I like the fight me emoji.
Yeah.
Like,
oh yes.
That's my long time favorite. Shocking. I also like.
I love the one. It's like the one that's like the fight me one, but it's the one where you're walking, doing the Leonardo DiCaprio walk. The sort of.
Oh yeah.
That's my favorite. I don't know what it's called, but the Leonardo DiCaprio walk is my.
We called that
emoji,
the Ryan for a while because I think Nia listens to this podcast. that was like the perfect. It has all that Keanu Reeves energy.
Yes, yeah, I really love that one, and it also just it encapsulates pretty much exactly how I feel a lot of the time too. It's like, oh well, we go. I was at improv last night, and you know, play improv games and stuff because I'm working towards becoming John Mulaney, and
of course.
If you get out in an improv game, like you're meant to make a big, you're not meant to make a big deal of it, but it's always like whenever I get out, I just go, I'm off now, la, and I do that walk. It's always
I can picture it too because it seems pretty on brand. Yeah. I also like the fried shrimp emoji, and I have Eliza Schlesinger to thank for that. Because she did a bit on a stand-up where she was talking about how she went on a date and the date afterwards sent her a text and it didn't make any sense. She's like, I don't even know how to respond to that. You sent me a text that is untext backable. And so she was like, and then I dug deep into the emoji bank and came out with fried shrimp. So now fried shrimp is the one I use when like I just don't have any reasonable reaction. It's like my nonsense emoji, so now you know. If I throw a fried shrimp at you, it's probably not a compliment. Or it is, who knows.
one of the Melange will probably know this, but one of the servers I'm in has a kayak emoji, which is just used for specifically one reason only, and it's just the reason is that one of the characters in it died, and everyone just denies it and says that no, they're off kayaking somewhere. So, so it's just like this emoji of a kayak, and I'm like, yeah, I love it, I want to use that. But because if you use it out of context from that server, it's like, what the fuck are you doing showing me a boat? I don't get it, what's going on? It's like, no, he didn't die, he's off kayaking. But yeah, I like the fact that emojis tend to have specific meanings for specific people, like with the fried shrimp.
Yeah.
For you.
Like they kind of spiral into weird context depending on, you know, where and when and placement and time. And apparently that's rhetoric, which I'm learning for my stupid English class. I had to read like 60 pages on rhetoric today. I'm like, I didn't like Aristotle that much.
I like that David Tennant doesn't know what eggplant emoji and all that means. And that was the funniest thing I've learned.
Wait, what does the eggplant emoji mean? I mean, isn't
well, you
just
know,
a
it's
vegetable?
To signify a lovely meal that you're going to have.
Yeah, exactly.
Healthy meal, full of vitamin B.
vitamin D.
Whatever it is. Vitamin D. Oh, God. It took me like obviously the caffeine's wearing off because it took me more than half a second to get that.
Do I need to link you the Doc Valentine I made ages ago that's saying you need vitamin D?
Oh. Oh my gosh, my brain just like made like a leap. We went to see the movie that Melanie Scrofano's in, Ready or Not, the other night. Mm. Highly recommend.
Okay.
Even if you don't like horror. Like, it's pretty gory, but it's the kind of, like, think if Tucker and Dale defeat evil or whatever it is, had a substantial plot.
Okay.
That's like, the gore is really over the top, but it's also, like, really good and tense, and her character is Winona-esque without the common sense.
What?
Wow.
Without the common sense.
So.
Wow. Wow. That's saying something.
Right.
Oh,
so
wow.
if anything good came out of the delay in Winona Earp season 4, it was we're having time to film this movie.
Okay, nice. Cool. I just want to watch Winona Earp again.
Yeah. And there are explosions,
you guys,
but I'm not
going to
give it away.
You guys have made me nervous about the third series of Winona Earp, which we still have not got in Australia, by the way.
Oh, yeah, you still have
it. I have no fucking idea what goes on in season 3.
I mean, it's good then that it took so long to get the fourth one underway.
Yeah, now you have time to catch up.
Yeah, you might actually get to watch
time. But they'll if they ever give it to us. I mean, they still haven't given it to us. It's not here.
Well, I mean, if you come visit, we'll watch it together, whatever.
Yeah. There are methods I could probably use to watch it, but I'm not a criminal.
We would never do
so. No, I don't do that. That's terrible. Why would you do something like that? She says, working away in Australia.
Especially in Australia.
yeah, like there's no reason at all to do it from here because, you know, it's like we get access to everything as soon as it comes out. Fucking bastards. Anyway, yes. One more question, maybe?
I forget how we got
there. Yeah, I think
there.
One more question.
Oh.
You forget what?
What was that?
You said you forgot something.
Oh, Claire said something.
Yeah, I said one more question.
Oh, one more question. Okay. All right. I'm actually going to dig into the Quora vault here
uh-huh.
for this one. Cause,
nice.
Yes.
I can't
I love
help
the Quora
it.
Vault.
So this question comes in. The question asker says, my 14-year-old son stays up all night until 5 a.m. on his PlayStation every night. Should I take his PlayStation or leave him alone?
How old is he, 15?
14.
14. Yeah, look, I don't like taking stuff away from kids, but take it away at midnight. Easy.
I mean, put some hours on it or something. I mean, personally, I think, like, this could be an important lesson in setting your own boundaries and limits and dealing with the consequences of your choices.
Except that, you know, I'm not going to, I'll go come at this from both sides here. As a teacher who has to teach this fucking kid in class all day. Take the fucking PlayStation away from him. Make him go to sleep. because I'm not dealing with his fucking lazy ass falling asleep every 10 minutes in my class. Thank you very much.
Nah, man. Nah, I'm totally all about the division of labor. When they're not in the house, they're not my problem.
I'm not getting paid enough for this shit. No fucking way. Look, I understand. I do understand that teenagers have different diurnal rhythms to adults and don't actually want to go to sleep until 2 a.m.
But I think midnight is pretty reasonable for video games.
Yeah, I think that's pretty reasonable.
I mean, none of us have ever stayed up all night playing video games.
Oh, never.
Multiple nights in a row.
Never done that.
We always make sure to, like, eat reasonably and sleep reasonably.
Take breaks.
I definitely haven't had two coffees and a Coke before 9 a.m.
None of us have ever had crying on the floor breakdowns after playing a video game for 36 hours straight.
Nope. We're all perfectly healthy, mature ladies.
I guess it depends on when the parent goes to sleep, because if they, I mean, you're not going to want to stay up and take it away at midnight. Whenever you go to sleep, like, first be like, taking the power cable or something.
Yeah.
I was going to say, just set the power to turn off at midnight everywhere. no power until 5 a.m.
Turn the breaker off at night.
Yeah. Sorry, dude. I didn't save Mom, you bitch!
Then be a hardcore gamer. There's no save zone.
Yeah. Get good, kid!
We were in the middle of a rave!
Oh my god, I was healing!
And then, well, at first I was like, I mean, just tell them to go to bed, you know, or take the cord off it at midnight or something. But then I realized that some kids probably actually have their game system in their bedroom.
Yes! That's another thing that would be on my list of things not to let them have in their room.
Yeah, I would definitely move it to a more common space, which would put more limits on the time of it.
I think after... I think every system we had after the Super Nintendo we had in one of our bedrooms, so whoops. Yeah.
I mean, you turned out just fine. Problem, if they can do it reasonably.
That's true. Like, we were reasonable. Partly because my dad, like me now, fucking, like, the lightest sleeper, so you did anything, you'd be like, be quiet!
Yeah, we have very little soundproofing in our house, so my kids can't get away with staying up late and doing stuff, because I can hear them. Which could be a problem later down the track.
a little while maybe. Hopefully.
You got a while before you got to worry about that. There's like plenty of years for course correction.
We're probably going to move by the time. We're probably going to move in about 5 years, which I think is when we're going to be entering the danger zone as far as me not wanting to hear what my kids are doing in their bedrooms.
What are you doing with that tofu?
Oh my god! I was like, "What? Who has tofu in the bedroom?"
Oh, no, we've got it. Sorry, we've got to end the episode there. It cannot get any better than that. It's done. It's finished. So, Claire has won the episode.
I mean, after we hit the furry count, we had nowhere else to go until now. So what are you doing with tofu in your bedroom? Let us know. No pictures, please, unless you want them on the Instagram.
I can't go on the Tumblr. I think I'm already
flagged on the Tumblr.
You can send those to bibibicast@gmail.com.
You cannot send them at bybybycast.tumblr.com. Provided you can all see it still, which hopefully you can.
We're still not
there's
sure.
Also links to the Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and Patreon, because we're pretty much everywhere.
We're pretty much everywhere you want to be or don't want to be.
we're trying to put out the occasional link to our Discord since we've got an open channel.
I'm going to pin that to the... I have to get Brandon to pin it to the Twitter because I'm not allowed to.
Just let me know when you post it next time.
Okay, I will. I'll do it after we finish recording.
Yeah, we've at least got the permissions all sorted.
We got the permissions sorted, so nobody but us and probably everybody in the channel is making rooms I can read only.
Don't, if you have a moment, please take that moment and rate and review us on iTunes.
Yes, and subscribe.
Give us some stars.
I didn't even realize how important subscribing is over just downloading a podcast every week. And apparently,
apparently that makes
a difference. So subscribe.
Okay, cool.
And
The good thing about subscribing is you don't actually have to listen. No, do listen to it. But if you subscribe, you don't have to listen to it. It'll just. The other thing is, go to our Patreon. There's stuff going up there all the time. The early episodes, the bad sound designed episodes that are very hard to listen to and probably will hurt your ears, are there if you desperately want to know how this all started out. And,
going to space.
Yeah,
going to space, which was the first one. We did some pretty nice stuff, but as I said, the audio quality is not as good. you do have to pay money to hear that because that's just what capitalism is like. You pay more money to get bad things.
We demand to hear our poor quality.
Yes, that's right. The more you pay, the less quality it gets. But there's also our special D&D episode up there, which you can get if you pay, and cat porn,
soon going to be Miriam
cooking show with a wombat.
Wombat onesie.
and a few pictures.
Oh my god!
Brandon's...
If you find, you still have to get your art, but I can make a cooking show logo for you.
Yes! Oh my god! We have so many logos you have to make.
I've already got an idea for Organeats. I just need to do it. I've just got other stuff I was doing.
Organeats grows great with skin chup.
making the skin chup.
Emoji,
which we desperately needed.
It was so necessary. You need to take a screenshot of the skin chip emoji and send it to the microwave so it gets. yes, thank you for listening, and we'll see you all next week. And I don't know if you got any of the things we were just trying to tell you in our ramble because it was very disorganized. But you know, we're getting there. 55 episodes. By 100, we should have it down pat. See you next week, everybody. Bye, bye, bye.
Bye, bye, bye.
Bye, bye, bye. I'm so mad my computer is. I'm gonna have to find it again. There's a church that their whole thing was about pretending you're having sex with Jesus. The best, the funniest fucking thing. And, like, things to, like, say, like, come in me, Lord.
Oh my god!
It was the best thing I've ever seen.